The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you wisdom in speaking, and all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will be even handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. Not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus is reminding us this morning, he's got it. The outcome is always he's won, and the outcome is always that, God willing, we will be with him forever in heaven. And Jesus is reminding us of this gospel that he didn't promise any of us an easy life, that we are going to go through difficulties and trials. And he's telling us very clearly this morning, as hard as it is at times, it's all going to be worth it. That is what we do as disciples of Christ. We get up every day, we face the challenges life has for us, and we stay focused on what our true goal is, which is to be with Jesus forever in heaven. So as we begin this day once again, my friends, we're reminded what our Lord is making very clear to us this morning. The outcome has already been won for us. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and heaven awaits each and every one of us if we keep on going every day. Amen?
Amen.
So remember that when you're gathered with your family tomorrow and you guys start arguing, okay? Or your body starts hurting. Or you get worried about political stuff and all the stuff that we really can't control at the end of the day. That we're not meant for here on earth, but we're meant for heaven. So let's just think of anybody in our lives that are going through a lot right now, that are carrying big crosses, physically, emotionally, whatever it is. And let's pray for those people right now, that they may never be alone, but that we may reach out to those who need us the most.